Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
La-di-da. We are on double time today because G's got a dozen match to play and I got a plane to catch.
Yes.
So we are cranking it out today. We're here. We're having a good time. We just did a few of the new Sporkle things that we were talking about. You guys are going to be very excited. They were
They were hard.
Yeah. They were naming Taylor Swift songs per album with like the like name all the songs with A, name all the songs with B, name all the songs with C. And wow, by C we were pretty stumped.
Yeah.
So excited for you guys to see that and play along. We know you love those. While you're playing along, you might want to make yourself a little drink, make yourself a little cocktail. And of course, you're doing that with our number one bestie on the pod, Pink Whitney.
Yum.
Pink lemonade flavored vodka, the best in the biz.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of biz, you have to mention Ryan Whitney, who is the creator of Pink Whitney, of course. The Spit and Chiclets guys, we love them. They're all over the place lately. I've been seeing, they're hanging out with Justin Bieber and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what
they're popping off.
Popping off. But we love Pink Whitney. I wish I had a shot right now so I could take one to calm down before my flight. But of course, like we said, Pat Beverly drank all the rest of our other open bottles. So as of now, we have our big display. We have our vinyl holder case, which is actually pretty pimp.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we love Pink Whitney. Shout out.
Shout out. Yeah, they come in every single size you can imagine. The 20-shot bucket is the ultimate party. The ultimate upper at the party.
It's gonna get the party started,
should I say.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in with a 20-shot bucket of Pink Whitney, people are going to be crowning you the king of the party.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely go
queen
out.
Or queen.
Because we're
party.
Queens over here. So
exactly.
Yes, take your shot with Pink Whitney.
Woo! Fabulous. Let's address the elephant in the room. Gia and I are way too far away from each other.
Yeah, I know.
And I hate this. It's because there's something on the ground behind here that we can't move this table back further, and so we can't put this in. But it's like freaking me out.
I feel like that episode of SpongeBob when they sell SpongeBob to Plankton. So him and Mr. Krabs are, this grill is not a grill. This patty is a patty. This I know.
When they're like looking out the window at each other from the chum bucket or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Incredible.
Without you.
That's
like
good.
Actually really sad. Like Mr. Krabs like sells SpongeBob for like
$20
or something like that.
Right, because Plankton's like, I need the secret Krabby recipe, and he won't give it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, fine, and we'll take your fry cook. And he's like, fine, done.
Yeah.
But then SpongeBob doesn't know how to make anything but a Krabby Patty, pretty much. So, yeah, it's tough. Anyway, that's SpongeBob.
Anyways.
Here's Wonderwall. But yeah, let's see. Going on in the life of Taylor, since we recorded yesterday, absolutely nothing. A big fat N-O-T-H-I-N-G,
yeah.
Which is, again, fabulous for her. Girls on vacay still. Loving that life. Living that life. And honestly, it seems like, you know, in the past couple of days, like, people are busy doing other things, which I love. Consumed with other drama.
Yeah, for sure. Do you watch Traitors or The Challenge?
I watch Traitors, yes.
Okay.
I've watched The Challenge. But
you know Wes?
Yeah, of course. I've also watched House of Villains. That's how I know Wes, actually.
He keeps, like, coming up on my, on, like, Twitter and stuff. I guess he, like, said something about being neighbors with Travis and like they like his like quote got like misconstrued or something.
No. I like Wes.
Yeah, it says reality TV villain and The Challenge alum Wes Bergman is clarifying a statement he made about the timeline of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift's relationship.
Mm.
In an interview, Wes made a comment that implied the couple was together longer than they initially reported.
Oh, wait a minute. I did see this, but I didn't realize it was Wes.
Yeah.
And I thought it was bullshit. I just rolled back.
Wes is reportedly a neighbor of Travis Kelce. Wes posted on Twitter and said his comments were misinterpreted.
Hmm.
He tweeted and said, oh my God, y'all, I'm so sorry and confused. Everything being reported is none of my business. My contribution to this was taken out of context and said in what I thought was relative obscurity, but it obviously wasn't. He moved in November, that's all I know. I told Michelle, who is a giant fan, hey, this is serious. She didn't believe me for 6 months. That was the intention of the comment. Again, it was taken out of context, but I shouldn't be talking about it anyway, so consider this the last time I do. What did he say?
Well, we love Wes for that. What I had seen was that he saw security or saw something, but again, November, we knew they were dating. So I think like maybe it was like the level of seriousness that was misconstrued. I don't know. All I know is that like, again, let's call the dogs off. Okay. Whatever he said, clearly, if he had to come out and be like, oh my God, taken out of context, I actually don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Clearly he like, that's not what he meant. And
yeah.
And somebody took that and spun it. and turned it into a big thing. It didn't even totally come across my desk, by the way. Like, so whatever it was, like, he probably didn't even need to apologize for it. But if it was starting to catch headlines and stuff, like, fine.
Yeah.
I'll say one thing about Wes is that he would never lie about something like that. Like, he's not a...
Right.
If he knows the truth of something, unless he's, like, playing a game, like, he's not a liar. Like, he's...
Okay, you know I guess mean? He said he told the co-host of whatever show he was on that him and Taylor were dating, like, 6 months before she started showing up to games.
Okay, yeah. So, again...
So, I think he was just saying,
he was just
like...
casually
yeah,
talking
yeah.
and whatever. Like, oh, Travis moved this, that, whatever. Again... Wes knows nothing. Nobody knows anything. And I, you know, it's just, it's whatever. But interesting. And
right.
also, even if we're really playing the timeline game, 6 months ahead of her being seen at games doesn't even line up with Travis being like, I'm going to my first Eras Tour show. So, like, be fucking for real.
Yeah.
Chill out. Whatever.
He was People just, yeah, he was, it seems
He's
like he was just, like, talking about yeah. a conversation that he had with,
yeah.
like, his wife or something. Just being like, oh, like, she didn't believe that they were together.
Sure.
So,
sure.
you know, or his girlfriend, whoever it was. Someone named Michelle.
I don't know who Michelle is. I think Michelle is his wife because
okay.
he has a child.
Yeah.
Regardless, Wes is clean. Wes is marked safe.
Yes, we mark Wes,
we like Wes.
Safe.
We
yes.
like Wes and he's fine and he's not trying to spread rumors. He's just talking. He's just chit-chatting and he didn't know the power of the Swifties.
Mm-hmm.
So... and the craziness of the Swifties, too.
Yeah,
sounds
unfortunately.
Like whatever he said was, like we said, totally taken out of context. Exciting. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, I think, let's see, there's, what was going on last night? I feel like I've been on the moon for 24 hours. I think there was some, like, Congress thing happening. I don't know.
Oh, it was the State of the Union.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I did not watch. I rewatched Flo again instead.
Wait, do you like Flo?
Oh, I love Flo.
Oh my God.
We haven't discussed?
No.
Oh my God, I watched it. I watched Flo and the Wild Robot in the same day.
Oh.
Like,
oh my God, were you okay?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I like wasn't okay.
No.
But I put on the Wild Robot and I knew it would like make me sad.
Yeah.
I didn't know how sad it was gonna make
yeah.
me. And then I put on Flo after because I was like, oh, cute movie about a cat. Like, whatever. Also wasn't okay.
No.
And then I forget what I had to watch after that. I watched
It was, like,
else.
Distressing almost. Like, especially
Extremely.
If you're a cat owner, like,
oh, yeah.
it's
forget
very
it.
Hard to watch.
I mean, Flo the cat is, like, it's crazy how, like, realistic the movements were.
Well,
like, the ears going back.
Right?
And, like,
that's
so
what
much.
I loved
like,
about it because even
it was so
the,
personal feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
There's no dialogue in the whole movie, but,
yeah,
like,
which
it
is crazy.
Yeah, but I feel like it captures your attention so much. And,
yes.
yeah, they use real animal noises.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, like, it just seems... Obviously, it's not realistic, but, like, all of the, yeah, the movements of the animals and everything and the animation is so cool. It's really good.
It's different. It's very different
yeah.
than, like, the usual. And it flows.
It flows. Yeah.
But yeah, so I put that on. Because for some reason, even though it's, like, a sad, you know, it's sad, but it's, you know, exciting. There's action. There's whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, it makes me nervous, but... I think the no dialogue and the animal sounds and like the story going on, somehow it's calming to me. So I'm like,
yeah,
right,
I get
put
that.
This on and I don't have to like pay total attention because I kind of can figure out what's going on while I'm doing other things.
Every time that cat fell into the water, I was like, oh
no,
my
I was
God.
Like, that baby's drowning.
Yeah, I was
get
like,
out.
Literally, so help.
How does a cat like breathe? I mean, you know, how do they hold their breath? Can a cat hold their breath?
Yeah, I guess so.
Ugh.
I guess any animal could technically hold their breath.
Right, sure.
But yeah, no, if you're a cat owner, definitely. Definitely prepare yourself before you watch because
yeah.
this cat is falling into things. It's
yep.
getting stuck into things. It's like, oh my God, can
mm-hmm.
this cat just get a break for 2 seconds?
Completely. It won an Oscar. So
yeah.
that's how you know it's good. Speaking of other movies that won an Oscar, Conclave, we were talking about it outside.
Did you watch?
No, I haven't watched yet, but I downloaded it on my iPad for my flight.
Oh, slay.
So I'm going to Italy, and first I'm going to Sicily for a while. I've talked about this 10 times now, but I've decided, I forget if we talked about it. Oh, we did talk about
did
it
Did you
the
say
other day.
Where in Sicily? Like what? Or can
Catania.
You? Okay.
I can say because this is that trip. Remember I was like,
yes,
oh, the trip,
right,
we're,
right.
come on the trip with me, whatever. It's finally here. We're going. I'll be there by Friday the 7th. And I'm there until the 12th. And then from that, like, Thursday until Sunday, I'm popping over to Roma. And I'm not going to say I'm fingers crossed for the Pope to die, but I am excited. I think I mentioned this literally yesterday when we were talking about
yeah.
it. But I had to get Conclave for the flight at the very least.
I think Rome will be hustling and bustling no matter.
I think so too.
No matter what.
You know what I found out yesterday via one of those like videos that Chaps makes in the Chicago office. Like, you know, what country?
Yeah,
is XYZ?
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, "What's the most popular, the least populated country?"
Vatican City.
It's Vatican City, but I had no idea that Vatican City is considered a country.
Yeah,
it's considered a country in the same way that like DC is considered like a city state.
Like, yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah, city state. Yeah, like I'm pretty sure they have their own like army.
Well, they, you know, I looked on the map and they've got their own little circle.
Yeah,
it's like a whole thing. So, am I gonna have to show my passport to get in there? Like, what's the deal? You know,
because
I'm obviously gonna go into Vatican City.
Maybe actually,
I'll have to report back.
Yeah, let me know. But, I've never been to the Vatican or anything like that.
I'm excited. So, but anybody, yeah, Roma recommendations. I said it the other day. Let me know. And then what else? What else? That's pretty much it.
Wow.
I'm pumped up about that. That'll be good. Well, follow me on everything because I'm going to be posting a lot. I know I always say that when I go on trips, but these trips I feel comfortable because everybody knows that like I'm going to be posting.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, they know who I am already.
Yeah.
So I'm excited and I won't feel like a loser in front of all my like regular friends who would be like, put your phone down. You know what I mean? Like this is a trip for the posting. So
right.
There's going to be a lot of wine. I'm going to hike Mount Etna.
That's exciting.
Which is erupting right now. So I didn't even know if we're allowed, but apparently we are.
Is it dormant though? A dormant eruption?
No, it's literally, I don't know. I don't know.
Like sometimes they erupt, but like nothing comes out.
It's erupting lava right now.
Oh shit.
I saw a video of lava. But it's like, you know, slow.
That's kind of cool.
I know. So I don't know how close we're
going to
get.
I got to go to Pompeii when I was really young.
Ooh.
Obviously, like, I don't remember it at all. But I have, like, some very cool pictures of me, like, in front of Mount Vesuvius. And
yeah.
I used to have this box of rocks. That was, like, different types of rocks from Mount Vesuvius.
That's crazy.
It was, like, my number one possession for so long.
Sick.
Yeah.
Great. That's amazing.
Yeah. It was very cool. I mean, I don't remember it, but like the pictures were so cool. So
you're gonna
be in for such a treat. And Sicily is just next level.
I'm
beautiful.
So excited for Sicily. So I was worried about the weather. It's all temperatures. So my suitcase is 4,000 pounds roughly. I've got layers, sweaters. I've got bathing suits. I've got cute outfits. I have no idea
it's gonna be warm.
Right now it's only like 60s? It gets up to like 70.
Okay, yeah.
So but it gets down to it's like 50 at night.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's tough.
Well, it's gonna that's surprising about Sicily, I guess, because it's south, but it's not.
It's
that
just early.
Southern.
It's very,
yeah,
it's early. Like
I mean,
the earliest,
it's beginning of March.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
the earliest part of the season. But Zena, the girl that I do these trips with, is there now. She's already.
It's
arrived.
Actually the best time to go, especially for Rome, because like once it starts to get like May, June, July, it's so hot there, it's unbearable.
Everyone says it's hot and also super busy.
Yes.
So I'm excited to hopefully beat the busy season. But Zena's already there, says that the weather is great, but that it's just all over the map.
Mm.
So, you know, so she helped me decide what to pack.
Love that.
Unfortunately, I had to leave. I wanted to bring this pair of this like maroon boots that I had. I had to leave them out. They couldn't
no,
fit.
I'm telling you right now, you're not going to wear them.
I mean, for like, I thought I was going to wear them like to dinner one night or something.
Every time I've brought in a big boot, I've never worn them.
Never
it's
gonna wear
it's
it.
More, it, to me, Italy is more of like a strappy sandal.
I have a lot of strappy
sandals like,
and a lot of cutie little. But yeah, I brought the boot just because I thought it would maybe look cute with a skirt in case we went out or something. But yeah, I had to take them off the list. And I don't regret it. I think I'll be fine. I said if I want boots, I'll buy boots.
Exactly.
But, you know, we'll see.
Exactly. You're going to be buying a lot of clothes as well.
I'm also going to be in Milan for one night.
Oh.
But that's like a really fast turnaround. Like I'm literally just staying at a hotel pretty much.
Yeah.
And so we'll see how that goes. But I do think I might buy myself a pair of loafers while I'm in Milan.
Oh, love.
I've already thought about that.
There's a really good restaurant in Milan. You got to text my brother.
I will. I know. I have
because
to.
He'll give you all the best recommendations.
I need to do, like when I'm at the airport / on the plane. And I'm
there's like an Ossobuco or something.
Ooh.
That like my parents get. Or it might be Florence actually. Now that I think about it,
I need
can't
to
remember
test
if it's
regardless because of Rome.
Yeah.
So yeah. I will.
But
anyway, I do feel like we had this entire. Did we have this whole conversation? I can't remember if we had the conversation on the podcast.
Maybe we touched
with,
on it, I
or
think.
Or with your sister.
No, I think we touched on the trip, but not too many details.
Not too many deets.
Yeah.
Because I know we were talking about it a lot with your sister outside.
But
I can't remember if we had talked about it on the pod. So apologies if I'm repeating everything I said yesterday.
Mm.
But anyway, excited. It's going to be great.
I think I'm going to go to Florida.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Florida.
Is one hell of a drug.
You and Donna.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
Should I meet up?
Look at my pants. Why are my pants like this?
Why are your socks so high up?
Because they are compression socks.
because before grandma gets on the flight. Yes.
Before grandma gets on the flight. And listen, I'll tell you, I need these compression socks. Like my legs swell up. My feet swell up. Like, it's a new thing.
That's within the so past, like, interesting. 3 or 4 years.
I never felt it before. I can sometimes feel it. Like, I would never do this. I will never be the person to take their shoes off on the plane.
Ugh.
But I sometimes have to unlace and relace. Like, I have to loosen my laces.
No, I get that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes I have to, like, take my laces off. Just because, like,
flight.
Yeah. I also just hate, like, sitting in my sneakers for too long like that.
True,
like,
it hurts.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. I'm never really, it's more so just the tops of my feet will get a little messed up.
What airline are you flying?
Delta, but it's Air France.
Oh, nice.
So I'm flying through Charles de Gaulle, the worst airport in the world.
Oh.
Second worst airport in the world.
Yikes.
Right, JFK. So,
I've had some of the worst times of my life at CDG. This is the worst airport in the world.
Airport.
Yeah.
It's not that it's the airport itself. It's got great, you know, great food, shops, whatever. It's not that. It's more the security, the rules, what I will never understand, especially traveling internationally, is how am I allowed to leave the United States with a certain amount of, like, liquids and whatever, like, right under 4 ounces and all in clear plastic and whatever. And then I get to France and they're like, you need to take each one of these out and put it in their own individual plastic bags and then send it through and do whatever. And also, we're taking this and fuck you and I hope you die. And, like, that's literally them in
France.
And
they spit in your face.
They literally spit in your face. And it's like, again, the French, like, I'm sorry. I love the French, but they don't love me.
I had that experience. I can't remember if it was in France or if it was another European country. It definitely was a European country. I know that. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't know. The airports are so fucking whack.
Yeah.
And the security is so strange. Mm-hmm. But I've had that happen to me too. Like, but also
security should be universal. No, it should be worldwide. Like,
are you flying Delta Air France from CDG to Milan?
Yes.
Okay,
but it's
because,
like,
sometimes when you fly, like, those cheaper ones, like the European airlines,
yeah,
those are the ones that, like, make you take out every single fucking thing.
When
and,
I
like,
go from Milan to Catania, I'm flying ITA,
like Aer Lingus. Oh, okay,
which I've never flown before.
ITA, I don't know that one either.
But it seems nice. I was
only know like EasyJet. And, like, Arrow.
Like, Ryanair.
Yeah,
like,
Ryanair,
I was trying to look up, what airline is, like, one step above Ryanair. Like, right. I didn't need fancy, but because I have a big bag and I am worried because I feel like I can never get the rules right. Like, I feel like, I swear, every time I go, I write shit down and I'm like, don't forget.
Also, like,
and
then those airport workers, they enforce
the
rule.
Do.
Like, some people enforce some of the rules,
totally.
Some people don't enforce some of the rules.
Totally.
It's so stupid.
I also hate the fact that, like, this is just an airport conversation. I hate the fact that, like, you do pre-check and you do all this stuff so you don't have to take your electronics out and you don't have to take your shoes off, you know, whatever. But then when you get to, like, France, that doesn't really exist. So it's like, I have to take my fucking computer out, my iPad, and my Kindle, and my headphones, and my... It's like, enough.
Yeah.
With the electronics.
My family, or my dad, was in the process of trying to get us dual citizenship, and he's, like, been having issues with it. But
it's hard to do.
Once we get that, like, or if we ever do get it, traveling will be so
That'll
much
be
easier
really nice.
In that
That'll
case.
Be so
It'd be
nice.
So nice. But yeah, like,
I want my grandpa
Italy,
to do that,
like,
for us,
changed
with Ireland, but he's, you know, he's that's a lot of paperwork.
The Italian government, like, made this, like, law basically to, like, welcome in more non-citizens, like, to become citizens.
Sure.
And then, like, 2 or 3 months ago, or, like, 6 months ago, they, like, totally changed the law to, like, where, like, my dad's grandpa would have had to, like, notify the Italian government that he wanted to keep his it's like something like keeping your citizenship. So they just, like, implemented this. So now,
yeah, they pick and choose.
Yeah,
but
they
to
have
be honest,
to find.
I mean, I do understand. It's like, you know, it all depends on, like, who's here, who's whatever. Because once you're a citizen, then it's like all of a sudden you're involved in, like, you can be involved in politics technically.
Yeah.
Like, it does get a little dicey. But there's a similar situation happened. I was trying to get my grandpa to get dual citizenship in Ireland, but his mother's mother, I think, same thing, would have had to, like, you know, say, like, yeah, I want the rest of my family to have it.
Yeah.
And then my grandpa would, I think, have to go
there. My dad was
like
my grandpa was
like
a barber in 15, like,
trying
to, like, make his living in America. Like, he wasn't, like, focused on
keeping
his citizenship.
I don't have the paperwork going.
Yeah. It's
so
crazy.
Who knows? Maybe one day we'll all have dual citizenship somewhere.
Well, at this point, I'm like,
wouldn't that be fun?
We might have to get out of here.
I would love somewhere to go, just in case.
I know.
Not even in, like,
I always think
an
about
alarmist,
like,
way, but just, like, in a fun way.
Not even, yeah, I always think about, like, yeah, not even in, like, a, like, Trump sucks kind of way. I'm just thinking, like, if there's like a natural disaster, like where would we go?
It'd be nice to go. Right. Exactly. It'd be nice to have a, have an option and not have to run into to visa issues.
Yeah. So. Because in I can't go to Florida. I'll be screwed. I'll be washed away.
You will be washed away. Yeah. Has everybody watched Paradise? Did you watch Paradise?
I did. I watched the finale. I liked it. I didn't think it was
I thought it was fine. It felt a little rushed.
It did feel rushed.
But I think that
I didn't like how they placed it all on that one person.
Saying that was a dumb.
Yeah.
Like really, that guy?
Right.
It's like stupid as fuck. But I it's re-signed for season two, so I think that like they make these things not knowing if they're going to get re-signed. Mm-hmm. So they usually the finale of a first season, unless it's like guaranteed that it's going to come back, is always like a little rushed.
I agree. Yeah,
kind of random. So we'll see how good it becomes.
But yeah, Paradise on Hulu is a very good show.
It's good. Yeah,
it just came out like what, like a month ago or something.
Like the finale was this week.
Yeah,
and there's like only 8 episodes. I will say that there are good episodes and there are snoozy episodes. But the good ones are worth it.
Yeah, episode 7 is like some of the best TV I've ever watched.
Awesome. It's so good. The first episode is really good too.
And if any of my Taylor X Marvel fans are out there, there is a new Marvel show on Disney Plus, Daredevil Born Again.
Everyone's talking about this.
So good.
Maybe I'll download that for the plane too.
I was at like the opening scene in the first episode. I was jaw dropped.
Oh shit!
Like mind blown. I will say you kind of have to have some sort of you kind of have to know what the original seasons are about. The original show is about. There was an original Daredevil show.
Oh, I don't know.
And then they canceled it after 3 seasons, but it's such a good show.
Maybe I'll do a little like recap of Daredevil, the original.
I watched like a YouTube video to kind of catch me up because I like forgot I watched it so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because you the opening scene, like, it doesn't pack a punch unless you kind of know the characters.
Sure.
But yeah, highly, highly, highly suggest. It is
fabulous.
Such a good show.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. It looks like we've all got a lot to do this weekend.
Yep.
Catch up on everything.
I'm going to be, you know what I have to do? I have to fucking read Onyx Storm.
Oh my God, yes you do. Yeah. Your sister was trying to finish it on the trip.
I
can't get through this book. It's hard. It's a slog.
The
same. I keep saying I compare it to the third book in ACOTAR where it's like, it's a lot of war stuff. A lot of war, a lot of like it's all important, but it's a lot of like, oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of people you don't really remember.
It's just like all the people. Like we don't need all these people. Like
I
keep it to 10 characters.
I wish there was like an index or not an index, like a glossary.
Yes. Of people. I agree.
Like, I love the maps. They always include the maps, but we need like an index.
Because I can't
remember
who rides the dragons, who rides the griffins or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. Or the, what are they called?
Griffins. Griffin riders and the dragon riders. And the names. The problem is that they reference the names of the dragons and the griffins.
As if they're
people. And the griffins have kind of people names. Like the dragons, you can always tell when it's a dragon. It's kind of a crazy name. Yeah. The griffins' names sound like they could be people.
Claire.
Literally. Yeah. Like it's just like, they're too similar.
Yeah, so it's confusing.
Like, who the fuck is that? It's like, oh, it's a griffin.
So maybe in Florida I can push through that.
Get a little bit.
They're opening a Barnes & Noble zone near my house, which I'm so excited about. Near my parents' house, should I say.
Yeah.
Huge. I was like,
oh, I'm excited.
Are they still making Barnes & Nobles?
Yeah, I thought they were closing them down.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking? Like, Barnes & Noble is, if they're going to thrive in one spot, it's going to be Florida because
it's going to be Florida. Everyone's buying books.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would think, let's circle it all the way back. I would think that the place they sell the most books, probably the airport.
That is so true.
People love to buy books in the airport.
That is true. I always end up buying a book in an airport, even if I'm already reading a book.
I know. There's always a big ass library.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we love. But all right. That's all what's happening. That's all coming up. Like we said, that the next 2 episodes will be Zoom episodes and I'll be in Italia. Mm. And but we've got,
I don't know where I'll be.
You'll be in Florida.
Yeah, hopefully.
And yeah, we'll both be coming back rested and refreshed and feeling beautiful and good and cultured.
Yes.
No matter where we are.
The Florida culture is thriving
and
beautiful.
People do be talking about the Florida culture. Yeah. They be loving it.
Okay, guys, quick break for our besties. We've talked about them a million times. You know them. We love them. Bowl and Branch, the absolute best way to have the comfiest bed in the world is to have Bowl and Branch sheets, Bowl and Branch duvet, Bowl and Branch pillowcases, Bowl and Branch blankets, everything Bowl and Branch, because they are just beyond incredible. My whole bed is Bowl and Branch. My comforter, my sheets, my pillowcases. I have 2 blankets. I have 1 waffle blanket, 1 knitted blanket. They are just the absolute best. Also, Anchovy, my cat, loves Bowl and Branch too. She's always making biscuits on their blankets, which is so cute. And if you really want to change the way that you sleep, you have to try Boll & Branch because you'll fall asleep faster with luxurious softness that puts you in instant relaxation mode. You'll spend every night in buttery, breathable comfort and feel your sheets get softer with every wash. I am a hot sleeper. I sweat so much and I like finally have been able to sleep without blasting my AC because I can finally like breathe within my sheets and my comforter. So I just, Boll & Branch has truly changed my life, changed the way that I sleep. Like I sleep so much better now. My bed is so comfy. It's actually like it's probably the peak of my bedding in my life. And Boll & Branch products are just made different so you can sleep better at night, and they have a 30-night guarantee, which is amazing. So now is your chance to change the way you sleep with Boll & Branch. Get 15% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com, promo code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com, promo code TaylorWatch to save 15%. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's hear from our besties. Yes. Our real life besties, which are, of course, the TaylorWatch listeners.
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. This is Megan.
Hey, Megan.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to this podcast since your first few episodes.
Thanks, aww, queen.
Girl. And I enjoy it so much. I think the space that you gals have brought this community is so amazing, and the way that you're so intentional when talking about all things Taylor, whether that's her music, her personal life. I think it's so great, and I am so glad that we have this space for all of us Swifties. The question that I had was, with it coming up on a year of Torture Poets, mm-hmm, I was wondering if there was a song on there that you guys feel that she wrote for you. Ooh. I know there are some that you love on there, but is there one that you're like, man, she wrote this song for me, and that you just feel like you couldn't imagine your life without, and that you're so glad that you will not be without that song again? So I have a few that are mine, and so I was wondering, ooh, if you guys had one on there that was like, wow, I'm so glad that she wrote that song and that I get to listen to it all the time. Anyway, I love your show, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. I love you so much. Bye.
Thanks,
Megan,
queen. What a sweet message.
I'm so emotional for that message for some reason. Like, even her question kind of started making me emotional because I started thinking about like my favorite songs. I'm like tearing up. I got my period yesterday.
Oh, but, that explains a lot, yeah.
But still, though, like, oh, that was really sweet. Thank you, Megan.
Yeah.
Great question.
Great question.
Two immediately came to mind for me. I think that the whole album, there's so many bits and pieces of that album that apply to me or to us or to life or whatever. But the ones that like are on a deep level where I'm like, damn, I didn't. How does she know? How does she know this? I Look in People's Windows.
Oh,
like,
wow. To me, I was not expecting you to say that.
For some reason, that one is like a real, it really well, hits close to home.
Yeah, that one creates such a vivid imagery.
I do a lot of depression walks. Mm. And so it's like that, it really kind of hits home.
Yeah.
And then I Hate It Here. I really do think I Hate It Here. The Secret Gardens and Lunar Valleys and People Need a Key to Get There. The Only One Is Mine. Mm-hmm. Like that, that big metaphor for disassociation, I feel like is, those are the places I go. Secret Garden, like whether we're talking about the story we read when we were kids or the metaphorical Secret Garden, and then Lunar Valleys, it's like, you know, the moon is my fucking, that's my shit.
Yeah.
So they both really, and I get very emotional listening to both of them. Like if it strikes me right, like I can listen to them casually, but I do get, if I'm in the right mood, I'll cry for both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I had three that came to my mind. The albatross was number one
for sure.
Just like, the metaphor of like the albatross, like I felt like that, you know, like that. Like I'm only here to destroy you. Like,
absolutely.
You know,
I'm there with you too. That's on my B tier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then everything you said about it, I Hate It Here. Same 1,000%. Mm-hmm. And then How Did It End? Just like, I feel like every
chills even just thinking about it.
Yeah, just
so real.
It relates to me. I feel like it relates to like the way that I handle my friends' breakups, the way that it just relates in so many ways, and even just like not even just relationship breakups, but just like life in general. Mm-hmm. So yeah, once I heard that song, I was just like, whoa, like that feels very close to home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do think I just thought of a third, but I think that you'll agree with it too for yourself.
Mm.
Another one that really hits home if you listen hard, but a little more upbeat, is The Bolter.
For sure.
The Bolter is a real, like almost I feel like I've been in those exact scenarios.
Oh,
like
totally.
Central Park, Lake and Tiny Rowboats, what a charming sound. Like, that's literally, okay, well, like I can, like maybe literally point to a date on a calendar where that exact scenario happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, I was having a great day and everything was great. And then I blew it all up because why not? You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, great. It's just, it's, Torture Poets is such a poetic album.
Oh.
And it really, like, It's hard to play favorites when you're talking about Taylor Swift albums, but each one will strike you in a different way, and you can appreciate them in different ways. But Tortured Poets is like, it feels more like my favorite book than my favorite album.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It's my favorite book of all time. Like, I just want to read these lyrics and like picture these stories and think about these moments, whether they're mine or not.
Yeah,
I just think it's just so exciting. What a good album.
It's such so a good. I know. No, seriously. And the
so
way that it's
good.
Like grown on us too, like so
absolutely.
Much. You know, like
right
a year later, and
like,
I feel like now I finally get it. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like when we were doing the drafts and stuff, we were like, I still don't feel like I'm fully immersed in this album. And mm-hmm. Like, I feel like now I finally, this album has like a pinpoint in my life. You know what I mean? Each
Absolutely.
Album kind of correlates to different things.
Absolutely. I also think that it's one of those albums where I actively listen to it top to bottom. Like,
yeah,
for
sure.
I listen to it like an audiobook.
Yeah. Like
something.
I'm not just going to one song. Like mm-hmm. if I'm listening to one song, I'm listening to the whole album.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay. Let's jump into the next one.
Yay.
Hey girls. Happy late birthday to Gia.
Thank you.
Yay, happy birthday.
My question, or more so like opinion, and I'm wondering what you guys think, is with the re-recordings having started in, I believe, 2021 or 2020, at this point we're like 4 years into the re-recordings project, and there's still no reputation and still no debut, and my opinion is kind of getting to the point where, like, I don't know if it's that interesting anymore. Don't get me wrong. I will be seated. I will be there when Rep is out. I've been clowning so hard for it. But I think there's been so many moments of us clowning and it just leading to nothing, to the point where now it's kind of like, I feel like whenever she drops Reputation or debut or whatever it is, I just don't know if the hype will be there as much. I feel like everyone's just going to kind of be like, well, here it is now, finally. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just think the only thing that would make me really excited for a new Taylor's version would really be, other than her owning it, of course, I'm obviously on board with that, is more so like maybe if a music video came out with it or something. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I feel like at this point it might be dragging along a little bit, but who am I to talk? I mean, she's been so busy with the Eras tour. She is allowed to do whatever she wants and take however long she wants with mm-hmm. it. It's her project, but mm-hmm. I just think it needs to be wrapped up shortly so that people just don't lose interest.
I mean, I agree somewhat with what she's saying.
I see the angle. I'm laughing because I'm like, this feels like a new, you know how there's like the stages of grief or whatever.
Mm.
This feels
she's
like a new
in
one.
Denial.
It's like, you know, Taylor, it's like you might as well just drop it because no one's even interested anymore.
Yeah,
soon.
Denial.
It's like,
yeah.
But like,
we don't even care. So
we
drop it,
like,
we don't even
care.
Like,
just
yeah,
drop
it's like
it.
It's like when you like pretend to like walk away from your Xbox so that like
exactly.
when you turn it back on, it'll work again.
Right. Exactly. But it's so I do understand what she's saying. However, I think that is part. Like, I think that's going to make it all the more insane.
Mm.
Like, because I think that it's almost like we've been edging. You know what I mean? Like, edging with Reputation. Debut. I worry about Debut. I don't know.
Because
I don't think anybody was as hyped for Debut even from the start. Because, or as much as they were with the other albums. Just because the other albums were so exciting. Even though, again, we're forgetting the very important aspect of Vault Tracks. So technically, we'll have a handful of new songs for it. It's not like she's going to drop either of these albums with no Vault Tracks. You know what I mean? Like, she's set the tone for all of it, whether it's
she said the Vault Tracks are going to be fire.
Exactly. So we know that we'll get some new music out of it, possibly with features from other people. So that, I think, is what people are most excited about. But, of course, I totally agree about, like, there needs to be a music video or like a something along with
I think she has
and
to.
I think there definitely will be. There has been for all of them.
I think she has to kind of do. She doesn't have to do anything. No. But in my, what I would hope she would do is maybe more of like a Red press tour, Taylor's Version press tour for Red. So, you know, it builds up the hype.
I would think press tour for debut and not for Rep.
Like, because I think debut needs more?
I think debut needs more. And I think debut is also more sentimental. And so I'm picturing like
Taylor Swift
and Shania Twain performing on Saturday Live or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that's, I just feel like that needs the hype.
I wish I could remember this girl's TikTok that I watched. It was so interesting. And she kind of said something similar to this girl where she was like, to me, at this point, it seems like something must have happened to delay Reputation and debut.
For sure.
Because it's too far apart now.
Yes, I that I totally agree and with. And especially with the moving of the goalpost of the trademarks and stuff.
Yeah,
like whatever that's all about.
Yeah.
Like, why would she need to do that if not for, you
know? And she said, fuck, I just completely lost my train of thought.
I cut you off.
No, you're good.
The girl with the TikTok.
Yeah. She said something along the lines of like, yeah, like people, it's not going to like make as much money because it is being so dragged out that like the expectations aren't as high, which I don't know if I agree with that. I think for, you know, the less intense Swifties, maybe, you know, you went to their tour, you really like Taylor Swift, whatever, you've kind of lost interest about Taylor's versions by now.
Maybe.
But I think if you're like a more diehard, like you're like us, like you're paying attention to everything, whatever, like you still are very excited, like still like thinking about it and like the hype. But I get like if a casual fan like doesn't really give a fuck about when the Taylor's versions come out because it's like it's been however long. They started in 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I almost feel like, well, I mean, and again, this is my bias with Reputation. I feel like it might, be like the most explosive one. Like, I think Reputation will be the biggest one.
I hope
like,
so.
By a mile. And I think it's because we've all waited for so long. I mean, you heard the people when she came out in a different color body.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
She didn't add any new songs so true. Or do anything. She just changed the color.
Yeah.
So I think that people
But again,
are
like,
so
that's another, like,
no
clowning
way.
Thing where it's like, oh,
no
my God,
right,
again,
I
like.
But then listen, but then think about this. Like, now at this point, we haven't had the Eras Tour. She's kind of, you know, she's hanging out. She's living her life. She's doing whatever. I think that, like, the Swifties are hungry for something. You know what I mean? Like, she's waiting till we get hungry and then. Then again, like the only concern I have really is debut, just because I think it's such a, it will be more wholesome, you know?
Yeah.
Reputation will be a double middle fingers, fuck you, black, snakes, whole thing. Like that's going to be explosive. I think it's more, it's more exciting on its own.
I just hope
whereas,
she gives.
Like all the other albums kind of needed that hype. Like Red needed the hype. Like love Red.
You think?
Red I do.
I don't know though, because Red had like, 10 like, Minute All Too Well though. Like everyone
was
freaking the fuck out about that.
They freaked the fuck out about that. But the other songs on Red, like, if you're a Red fan, then you like Red. But Red was not, like, I was more excited about like, pretty much all, like, everything else. You know what I mean? Like I liked the Red Vol tracks the best, for sure.
Yeah.
But the Red actual album, if it had just been that, without the All Too Well 10-minute version, without her doing it on Saturday Night Live, without the press up behind it, I wouldn't have cared. The same way that I low-key didn't care when Fearless came out.
Yeah.
Like, Fearless, I was kind of like, whatever. Mr. Perfectly Fine, that was cool. It was about Joe Jonas. Wow, so crazy. But I think that Reputation has so much of a story behind it that it will be like multifaceted. Like I can't, and especially if it ends up being the last one or whatever, like they're just so different, Reputation and debut, that I think that debut will have a wholesome press tour or a wholesome side to it, sweet, you know, features and whatever, and more of that like thinking about the last 18 years of my life or however 20 years of my life, however long, you know, she references song making, and it will be like a sweet thing. Whereas Reputation, I think will be, I just think it's going to be explosive. I really do. I really think it. And I think that right now, because we've gotten our hopes up so many times, people are discouraged and they don't think that it's going to be like, oh, it's just going to drop and we're not going to care. There's just not a world where I see that.
Yeah.
I think people are going to care a lot.
Yeah, no, I
haven't lost my excitement personally as like a Rep freak, but I'm just as excited. Like I still kind of wake up on Fridays being like,
yeah,
I check Spotify. You know what I mean? Like we're lying in wait, and we don't want to look foolish anymore. But our noses are right under the surface.
Yeah,
clown noses. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I think
the casuals have definitely like, or the less, slightly less than casuals have probably forgotten about the Taylor's version.
Yeah.
Like the ones who aren't like waiting for it, they're probably going to be like, oh yeah, okay, she's putting out another album. But I think that so many people have waited for it at this point that they're still, it feels like an unclosed chapter.
I just feel like rep or debut, like they just have to have like some sort of press tour or something. Like, you know, Fearless, Speak Now, 1989, they got nothing.
Speak Now in 1989 had the benefit of
the announcements.
During the Eras Tour and coming out during the Eras Tour and adding bits and pieces to the set and whatever. Like that was there, I think. And 1989, I mean, I was so hyped when that came out.
Yeah,
like,
that was too.
Amazing. I love those vault tracks.
Yeah.
Like I listened to that nonstop for months.
I think people's opinions are gonna change once we feel like Reputation's actually gonna come out. Like people are gonna start to get excited again. I can see why people aren't excited right now, because it's like we don't know what's gonna happen.
Exactly.
But yeah.
We don't know what or when to get excited, but I think when it happens and if it drops randomly, like, you know, no explanation, only Reputation, I think that would make it even more insane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, people are going to be like, what?
And yeah.
That'll be national news. Like, overnight, Taylor Swift dropped this album. Everybody's been waiting for it. We get to talk about it. Like, I still feel when it happens, it will be just as big as it always was going to be.
Mm.
If not bigger, to be honest.
Okay, let's jump into questions. This one is funny. Hello, ladies. I watch y'all on YouTube every week. I've always been a fan of Taylor's, but have become a Swiftie in the last few years. Can you please explain why Swifties don't like her song, Me? I think it's just because it's kitschy.
It's like a corny song.
And the lyrics are corny.
Yeah, it's corny. And also, what the problem was that when it first came out,
you have to think about the story about it, Gia. Oh, yeah.
Like that the album came out, and she hadn't put out an album in a while, and we didn't know what kind of like
this
vibe
is,
it was
and also
be.
This is right off the heels of Folklore Evermore,
exactly. So it was like, or no,
yeah,
Lovers before that.
Oh, sorry, oops,
yeah,
right off the heels of Reputation. Sorry.
Reputation. So it was like, you know, we didn't know what to expect,
yes,
but we knew it was going to be a new sound, and we also knew the look of the album was going to be like this big bubblegum pink, pastels, like whole thing, and Me came out with, you know, featuring Brendon Urie, and it had the video with all this like French stuff in it and like this funky stuff, and like it was definitely for the artsy crowd and the crowd like a camp crowd, and like people who appreciate theater, and like to jump from Reputation to, you know,
Me.
It was like a jarring
it's
thing.
Just like silly and jarring. I just feel like the lyricism, like compared to other songs, just does not hold up. And yeah, it just like it's a very silly song where a lot of it's just like hee 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 hoo hoo hoo.
There also, I think, can I be so real?
Yeah,
because they took it out of the song. There was a part in Me that existed
at first
that was like, "Hey kids, spelling is fun." Like,
yeah,
supposed to be like a sarcastic, like funky, like whatever. People hated it so much that Taylor took it out of the song.
Yeah, it's
like,
crazy.
It's not even in the song. Like on, you can't hear it anywhere. Maybe on like original Lover CDs, it might still be there, but it was taken out.
But,
and
the crazy thing is, like,
I think that kind of soured people on the song.
Totally.
Yeah.
If you slow down Lover, like the lyrics, like are actually like pretty good. I don't think they like hold up to others, but like, someone did like a slow down version of Me, and like it actually like kind of hit.
Slow down Me, like could bring a tear to your eye.
Yeah,
like, it is a really sweet, like when she plays on the piano slow.
Yeah, like
or something. Like,
I know that I'm a handful, baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
it could be up there with like, you know, if you put like a sad tone on it, it could have the like a similar tone of like the Albatross. You know what I mean?
Or like a.
I'm trying to think of another song where it's like, or you know, anti-hero.
Yeah,
it's kind of that same family, but it just doesn't hit quite the same.
Yeah,
and I think it's a little too upbeat for you to be. It's, I don't know. It's like a, it's a song that's supposed to evoke confidence, and I think instead it gives cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's a cute song. I've always
like
thought it was like cute and silly and whatever. Like, I don't have much of an opinion on it, but people do hate it for some reason.
Okay. Oh,
that is funny though. It's funny. People don't know.
Oh, here we go. Hey, Queens. Would love to hear your ranking of the 6 title tracks. Fearless, Speak Now, Red, Lover, Evermore, and Tortured Poets Department.
Wow. Great question. Also, very hard.
So hard. I think I would go Fearless, Evermore.
That's good.
Speak Now. No, no. Fearless, Evermore, Lover,
mm-hmm.
Red, Speak Now, Torture Poets Department.
That's good. I'm trying to picture them in my head. I think one for me is Speak Now.
Okay.
And then I think Tortured Poets. I love Tortured Poets, the song.
It's never grew on me.
And then Fearless, I'll go next. And that's literally only because I like the Hands.
Yeah.
Let's see. Red is at the bottom.
Ooh.
I like Red, but it's at the bottom for me. What else? What am I missing?
Lover and Evermore.
I'm going to go.
Wait, say your listing. I'm confused.
All right, so my list is, sorry, because I'm trying to picture them in my head. Yeah. So it's Speak Now is number one.
Mm.
Tortured Poets number two. Fearless number three.
Mm.
Lover number four.
Mm.
Evermore number five. And then
Red last.
And that's all of them, right?
Yeah.
That's all the questions.
You said Lover?
Yeah. Lover was above Evermore for me. Yeah. Yeah, and here's the thing.
Evermore, low for you.
I love Evermore, the song. I am always forgetting about it. And I actually just, the other day, like, it got stuck in my head for some reason. Like, I haven't listened to it in I don't even know how long. And I started playing it, and I do really like it.
Gray November. But
it's a downer.
It's, you know, so, I mean, sad.
It's a sad song.
I've been down since July. Fuck was that? Jesus.
I am so jumpy all the time.
Oh my God, that was crazy. Okay, let's rapid fire. And then we can get out of here so you don't miss your flight.
Oh yeah, true. Oh fuck. Hold on.
Do you have to go?
No, I don't. I have like an Uber thing.
No.
Let me see if I can get rid of it actually. Oh no, he is here.
We can end it.
Let me see. I'll say he's gonna leave in 5 minutes. You know what? I'm just going to, I'll say, be right there. Let's do rapid real quick.
Okay.
I'd rather do rapid. Okay. He'll stay for another 10.
Okay. So.
All right. Good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Rapid fire questions. Kay. You have one chance to turn a non-Swiftie into a Swiftie. Which song are you suggesting?
Oh, man. It all depends on the kind of person it is. Mm. I feel like that's a really hard question.
But I think I'm going to go like Cruel Summer.
Yeah, Cruel Summer, an upbeat one.
Yeah, like a upbeat one that's like
Endgame.
That's also a deep cut. Like maybe like Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Love Death by a Thousand
or,
Cuts.
Or like My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
I think I might go, maybe I can do it with a broken heart. Maybe even like a Better Than Revenge or Speak Now, something like that.
Yeah, I would say
it
something.
It totally depends on the kind of person.
Yeah, that's true.
I would want to hear one of her sad songs to make me a Swiftie.
Yeah. But I would want to hear something from like Folklore or Evermore. Same. Yeah.
August could be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Cardigan.
Cardigan could be a great one. Yeah.
Okay. If you could live in one of Taylor's homes, which one would it be?
Ooh, that is so
I think
hard.
Holiday House Probably for
Holiday
me.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Holiday House.
Reputation or Midnights, the album, not the era.
Wow. Reputation.
I say Midnights.
Yeah.
That's
a good, the album, not the era, because I'm not sure either way.
Do you think Travis and Taylor are going to go to the iHeart Music Awards together?
I'm kind of thinking maybe.
I'm thinking no. It's too good to be true.
It's too good to be true, but I'll say maybe just for a glimmer of hope.
Do you think Taylor will come out and perform with Gracie on her Secret of Us tour?
I think yes.
Ooh.
At least once.
I think maybe no again. That would be fucking crazy.
I think she would do it once because Gracie did it for her. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, I think it'd be like, if she's in town, if the stars align, I think that one time she would show up and do it.
Okay. If you could choose TS12 first or Rep TV?
Oh, Rep TV, for sure.
Mm.
TS12 or Rep TV?
I choose
Rep TV because I think that TS12 needs a minute to marinate. We just got Torture Poets. You know
I
what
think
mean?
Like, Rep TV...
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
We just got Torture Poets. And like as we just said, like I still like I feel like I'm it's still
just, yeah, it's just yeah. really sunk in.
Okay. What's your unpopular skip song?
Ooh. Most of the Red album.
Yeah, I mean I feel like mine are not unpopular because like mine are like Paper Rings, I always skip.
Dorothea,
I always skip.
Dorothea sometimes. Paper Rings, I skip. Sometimes listen, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what else do I skip that's, like, a song that people like?
People love.
Welcome to New York, I skip always. Yeah,
yeah. I like Welcome to New York.
Yeah, I don't know. London Boy, I skip.
Cowboy Like Me sometimes. If I'm not in the right mood, it brings me down.
Blasphemy!
No, I love it. I love it. But I do. I have to be in the right mood for it, though.
Wow.
I knew I'd get you with that one.
Anyways. Someone says that you need to go to the Pantheon. It was amazing.
Oh, I will. Okay, thank you.
And let's definitely end it on... Oh, this is a good one. Help! Taylor is coming over for dinner. What are you going to cook for her?
Impossible.
Impossible
mac
challenge.
And cheese. I'm going to make a cheese plate and mac and cheese.
Okay, like
I
a charcuterie?
I won't fuck that up. Okay. A charcuterie board.
Like, I low-key might make her a
Nana
steak.
Nana used to make me mac and cheese. And, oh, and then okay. We can talk about Marjorie.
Oh, cute. Okay. Maybe I'll do that then. Make my Meemaw's meatballs and then we can talk about our grandma's.
So you gotta make, I'll make Nana's chicken.
Chicken cutlets.
Yeah, exactly. Which is basically Nana's chicken. Yeah. It has to be something sentimental that you won't.
I would make her like a good comfort Italian meal that like I know how to make like chicken cutlets, like good marinara sauce, meatballs, and maybe like a good pasta.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
Okay.
Love it.
All Slay. Right.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much for calling in, for writing in, for participating in our show all the time, for listening to us, for subscribing, for liking all of the
above. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. We love you so much, and we will see you next week.
Love you guys.